Welcome everyone to this Wise USA meditation on the new moon for October. This is David Nicol from the Gaia Field Project. Thank you so much for joining us. For those of you who have been following this series, welcome back. Thanks for staying with us. And if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. I wanted to give a little bit of context for today's call. If you're just new, just joining us, we've been building the field for Wise USA since at least June of this year, doing these calls on the new moon. In June as well, several members of the Gaia Field Council, including Cynthia Jewers, went to Kansas on a pilgrimage to bury an Earth treasure face there in Kansas dedicated to a Wise USA. And that Earth treasure face carried a lot of our prayers and blessings, and we have been reactivating that base on the full moon since then, full moon meditations, connecting with the whole global Earth treasure base, mandala. The Earth treasure bases have been buried in over 30 sites around the world for over 25 years, so it's a powerful global network. And then in October, we started our Liberty Bell Minute campaign, which is a daily one-minute meditation at 9 p.m. Eastern. And you can sign up at wiseusa.net to get a free text and or email reminder, which has a link to a simple one-minute meditation. And so we've been in these various ways building the field, holding the field, to invite wisdom, joy, and compassion into the field of America at this difficult time. And so just want to invite you to be aware of all of those layers that have been laid down this year that informs our call today. If you haven't already signed up for the Liberty Bell Minute, I would strongly invite you to consider doing that. It's a beautiful daily practice, and we have about 1,500 people doing that every day. Our goal is to reach 1,786, which is the square root of 1% of the, approximately square root of 1% of the U.S. population. And there is research that suggests that's a significant threshold for seeing tangible results throughout the whole field. So we're trying to inch over that number in this final week, just over a week to go. So wiseusa.net to sign up for those reminders. In this new moon meditation series, what we've been doing is transmitting into the field particular qualities of our deeper nature. And we've worked each month with a different quality. We've worked with compassion, joy, strength, peace, and will. All these different qualities of our deeper nature coming together as a collective to unite in our deeper nature and to infuse those qualities into the field. And so today being the final call before the election, we may well continue until at least inauguration day, but there is a certain completion of the cycle with this call being the last before the election. We're going to focus on the quality of celebration, and do this consciously, aware that for many of us, we may not yet feel like celebrating with everything that's going on in this very difficult election cycle. But it's from the perspective that celebration is part of our deeper nature and the deeper nature of existence. From many traditions can hold the view that this very existence is a celebration, a constant celebration, a constant bursting forth from the source. And so we're working consciously with that quality, also celebrating our achievement together. Those of you who have been involved in these meditations, it's a spirit of celebrating our own expansion and a sense of the victory of the light of awareness and truth over the forgetfulness of the ego, the sleepiness of the ego. And the notion is that when we invoke celebration, it puts in play a kind of virtuous cycle, because when we connect with celebration, it affirms where there has actually been expansion, and allows that room to come forward more fully on the next cycle. So we also are honoring celebration today consciously with the view of fusing that quality into the collective, even if it might be counterintuitive at this moment. It's to plant the seed for the possibility of the victory of the light of awareness and truth at this difficult time. Okay, so how this works is we'll go into our meditation, our practice. We'll then open a space for sharing. Invite any of you who feels moved to share something of your experience. Can be very helpful to hear from each other, to connect in community in that way, and to create a field of collective wisdom. And then we'll bring our call to a close. There will be an opportunity at the end to connect in small groups, three or four, to continue the process of connecting and sharing at the end. But we'll guide you through that process. So please now invite you to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, get yourself into a comfortable posture. And just meeting the moment, relaxing, settling. Letting yourself be, not needing to change anything about your state, just being with your experience as it is. Please now take a few breaths in and out of your heart center in the middle of your chest, giving room to your heart. Centering yourself in the heart. I invite you to connect with feeling of gratitude for being able to come together in this way with like-minded people, different parts of the country, different parts of the world. Please now bring your awareness down into your legs and feet, sensing the contact that you make with the earth. Sensing the earth, the whole vast presence, this living sphere that's the home to us all. then please allow your awareness to drop deeper into the earth, going deeper and deeper down through surface layers, as if you are sending down roots, etheric roots, that reach deeper and deeper into the earth. Till they make contact with the very core of the earth. Feeling your whole nervous system calming down, slowing down, come into rhythm with the pulse of the earth's core. From this place of deep groundedness, please open to the light from the sun and the stars, receiving the warmth, clarity, radiance of this light to your being, letting it cleanse you and purify you. I invite you to see and feel a membrane of light around your whole field, bringing integrity to your whole system. Being present here is your very deepest and highest self. And then please now start to extend your awareness to the presence of everyone who's on this call, sensing the group field that's coming into formation through our awareness of each other. Include those who listen to the recording later, waiting that way. So you see and feel a membrane of light around our whole group field, helping to consecrate this space. Welcome into this field our relations from the earth realms, minerals, plants, the animals. Feeling our field becoming permeable to their influence and their wisdom. We welcome allies from subtle dimensions, spirit. Listening to those ancestors, beings of light. Share our intention to call forth the very best of America. the greatest good of all. We open together to the great mystery. That which goes by many names. Source of all reality. In this deep and quiet space, please bring your awareness gently back to your own location. And invite you to start to connect the particular quality of celebration. You may recall time, situation, where you were in touch with this quality of celebration, big expansion, a big yes, big opening. Feeling of ecstasy and joy and expansion. A real way, expansion of something true and essential inside. I want to invite you to sense this quality of celebration, filling your whole field, your whole body, your whole being, with this upliftment, this expansion. And this quality of celebration invites you to see and feel having many different colors, as all the colors available. Feel it as having many different dimensions to it, dancing and singing, fireworks going off, champagne bubbles, like an inner carnival, this movement inside of expansiveness with all of your being, all the colors of your being. Moving, expanding in joy. Big yes. Then invite you to start to sense this quality of presence, this celebration, this expansion, this yes of your essence, extending from your location, starting to flow into the very center of our field. And start to have the sense of what it's like when your spirit of celebration meets the celebration of the others. keeping your attention at the center of our field, feeling this presence of expansion, joy, ecstasy, celebration, flowing together, helping each other uplift even further, a great collective celebration with much merriment. I see a collective carnival at the center of our field with dancing and music and color. And recognizing that this is, on a very deep level, the truth of our inner being. We are made of this euphoric substance. And continuing to keep your awareness at the center of our field and just noticing how this collective celebration continues to build and develop this presence of opening, expanding. Dancing together, making music together. The music of our being. Starting to sense that this collective presence in the center of our field is becoming its own source of great celebration and light, and joy. We can start to feel this collective carnival coming back into your being, bringing in celebration of everyone, this field, into your very being. Into your very cells of your body. Inviting this dancing spirit come into your being and opening you even further to that space of expansion, the victory of the light of awareness. Recognize that we are all resonating at this same frequency, celebration. We're all supporting each other with our very being to affirm that celebration, be in that place of joy. Then please bring your awareness back to the center of our field, feeling our essence flowing back together into the center of our field. This true spirit, this powerful spirit of celebration, this shared carnival at the center of our field, all the colors dancing, singing. I want to invite you to have the sense that this great carnival at the center of our field starting to band from our field, starting to spill out, extend into the collective, into the consciousness of the United States of America. Being and feeling our shared presence of celebration, which has all the qualities of essence in it. Dancing into the field of America, going where it's needed, affirming the victory of the light of awareness. And just feeling this essence of our celebration bringing healing and wholeness wherever it goes, lightening whatever it touches. In spite of all appearances, there is a victory of the light of truth. And just staying with this for a couple of minutes in silence, allowing this process to unfold, letting whatever emerges spontaneously in your awareness to do so. We see and feel this spirit of celebration spreading throughout the land, nourishing the land, nourishing the people. And then seeing this spirit of celebration, this shared presence of our essence spreading beyond the United States, extending throughout the whole planet, presence comes direct from the source. It has no limits to its supply, easily extend where needed throughout the whole planet. being and feeling the spirit of celebration of the truth, of the light, of awareness, filling this whole earth. Global dance party. We, the people, the ancestors of our great-great-grandchildren, call forth the deepest wisdom, the greatest joy, the highest compassion from the heart and soul of America for the benefit of all life on Earth for the next 7 generations. May wisdom prevail in the United States of America. May peace prevail on Earth. So gently, please bring your awareness back to your location, feeling the feet on the ground. To move into our sharing. Welcome any of you to share something that may have arisen in this meditation that you'd like to share, diet, vision, guidance. If you'll move to share, then please press 1 on your keypad. Barry, our support here, will give you the mic and invite you to say your name, where you're calling from, and then when you finish sharing, just say thank you so we'll know you're complete. Circle is open. Invite your sharing. Again, 1 on the keypad.
Okay, thank you, David. We'll start with Nina. Hi, Nina. Welcome.
Hello. Hello. Thank you very much. I'm in San Diego, but I live in New Hampshire. And this is my first call-in, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nina. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nina. Okay, next we'll go to Sam. Hi, Sam. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. I envision divine love, divine light, divine peace, and divine order flowing. All of those are flowing, connecting, and healing all of us and everyone in the U.S. and everyone in the world.
Sam, thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, next we'll go to Maria. Hi, Maria. Maria, you might be muted on your end. Okay, we'll next go to Tara. Hi, Tara.
Hey, I am calling from Hilton Head, South Carolina. You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
My experience, I'll just I'll share a few things that were significant. When we, our own individual essence of celebration, you know, and kind of like let it flow out, I got a little scared because my essence of celebration felt really hungry, like it wanted to eat things or consume them or devour them. Like, and then when that individual essence got to meet the group essence of celebration, you know, the fear that it was dangerous disappeared because I knew the group field somehow couldn't allow anything that was not a contribution. So that was interesting to note. That must be some strange belief I have about celebration. And then when the when we were sending it out across the United States and, you know, letting it touch the people and the places on the earth that it needs to, it felt kind of like, I mean, what I visually saw sort of a yellow, almost like a parched color, you know, spreading across the earth, as in, and when you dust something and it can reflect better, it probably reflects the sunlight better, so it becomes more yellow. And so I just saw things visibly getting lighter. And wherever it touched someone, you know, under their feet, they would do a little dance. And then it felt like this actually truly is the time of celebration, that so many of us have planted so many seeds and contributed in so many ways to this awareness and the consciousness and the truth that we do get to honor and dance. And thank you very much for doing this, David. And I'm complete.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Love that image of touching people under their feet and causing them to dance.
Thank you, Tara. Again, press 1 on your keypad if you'd like to us to bring you a mic. Next, we're going to go to Gay. Hi, Gay. Welcome. Gay, we know you're calling in on the web phone. We don't hear you. You want to say something? Okay, so we're not hearing from Gay at the moment. We're going to go to, I believe it's Susanna. U-Z-A-N-N-A.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I'm calling from the UK, and I just saw our beautiful planet revolving, covered in a glorious rainbow light with rainbow-colored fireworks going off all over the place. And then I could see farther little champagne bottles being uncorked, and there was a general atmosphere of beauty and celebration and joy. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Beautiful.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to try again with Maria. Hi, Maria. We have you mic'd. Welcome. Might be muted on your end, or there might be some technical issue. I'm going to try one other thing. Show you, or somebody dialed in with your PIN twice, so let's try this other version of Maria. You have something you want to share? We're not hearing you at the moment. Apologies on that. Let's see. Again, if you'd like to share, just press one on your keypad and we'll look for you and bring you the mic. Next, we'll go to Tricia. Hi, Tricia.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm on my feet dancing in gratitude and in really feeling the possibility. What's possible when we connect and realize our power and our divinity and our light. And I'm incredibly grateful to have discovered this in this whole community. So thank you.
Thanks, Tricia. That's wonderful to hear. Thank you.
Okay, next we're going to go to, I don't even know how to pronounce this, so I'm going to have to spell it. Let me grab this. A-Z-I-M-A, and the next name is Lily. Hi, welcome.
Hi, this is Azima Lila in Silver City, New Mexico. And there's three images that I wanted to share. One was that first one of the Spirit of Joy and Celebration meeting at the center of our network. I saw it coming together with great energy and rising way up like a fountain of color and bubbles and balloons and sparks, and it was just so full of joy and rising way, way up and then showering all over the whole United States. What a great image. I'm going to have that with me all week. And the second one was, David, when you said a dance party, that just really touched me. I could see people all over this country dancing freely to rock and roll or something or other. And then I saw what was probably people in Greece in traditional costumes doing that wonderful Greek blind dancing. And then I saw these people in Africa doing their traditional dances with so much joy and fun. It was just great. And then the third one was when you talked about this feeling spreading to all the people in the United States, I had this, it's not exactly an image, but a sense of the higher self of every person rising up and being much stronger than fears and negative beliefs and all those things, so that when people vote in particular, that this is what comes forward, that this higher being that really knows what's best for all of us. Thank you.
Great images and feelings coming through. Thank you so much, Zima.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to Benjamin.
Hi. Yeah, this is Ben calling from Germany. I had two images that I found quite interesting. And the first one was an image of war and conflict that seemed to be showing the shadow aspect of the nation of America. And that image transformed itself into then an image of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And Donald was holding up a torch, which was for me the symbol of the light of awareness. And just the energy of these two together, like you have to imagine Hillary Clinton had her head on Donald's heart center. She was very, very feminine. And there was just this sense of divine marriage of something coming together through the work that's been happening in this group and the symbol of the light of awareness. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay, next we'll go to Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead,
okay, I am calling from Canada, and I'm just filled with emotion and love for the whole United States, and I see this as an awakening to the perfection with all the chaos that's going on. It's all meant to be for the beauty of this planet. And my voice is cracking tonight. I'm filled with love. That's why I feel so emotional. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna. Thank you for depth of caring, feeling. Appreciate it so much.
Great. Next we'll go to Freda.
Oh, hello. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. And I fell into the heart resonance, and when it was expanding, I could see hearts and minds gently being softened and opening, and how our hearts were connecting and just expanded into the world. And I see it as heart resonance. Bandy, thank you. I'm complete.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we have Elaine. Hi, Elaine. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm sharing many of the feelings that others are expressing here and feeling very connected and expanded. This theme of celebration is just brilliant and surprising in a way, but how wonderful to feel so elevated and apart from the dark and the negative and the conflict, to remember, I forget that is there, and we can connect with that, and so this is wonderful. I don't often have what I would call a visual experience, really, as some do in meditation, but there was this very powerful feeling of coming to the center, of coming with everyone, sending this celebratory this whole group, bringing it to center, and as someone else expressed, it seemed to collide and lift and expand upward and explode open like a giant mushroom and kind of all in an amazing kind of a climax of joy, and to bring that then back again into each of us, into our own individual field, was quite exhilarating, and it made me realize I need to allow that. I need to allow myself to receive and to celebrate here in myself as well. Just amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you for all of this.
Thank you. Really beautiful sharing. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Suzanne.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm calling from Miami. I wanted to share that the image I saw was something that is often described, that the astronauts say, or people who have been on the space shuttle, call the overview effect, where they can actually see the planet from outside of the atmosphere. And when you were sharing about the ripple, it was as if this small little pebble, as the blue sphere of the planet was turning, landed right in the center of the United States, and as it would in a small body of water, began to ripple out. And I could hear the voices of joy, and then those ripples reaching out toward the east and toward the west and north and south until they actually encompassed the entire planet. It just felt awesome. And I'd also just ask, I don't know if you had already planned to do this or if I missed this in the emails, forgive me. I would so love to be able to tune into this again for the next 8-9 days because I'd rather do this than turn on the news. And I think this would be much better use of my energy. So if you're going to record it, please make sure we all know because I would love to contribute this to the continuing days ahead as we move forward and bless you for what you're doing. I'm complete.
Thank you so much. And we will send out the recording to this list so you will get that for sure. Thank you. Maybe one more, Barry, if there is one.
Yes. Next we'll go to Sunshine. Hi, Sunshine.
Hello. I'm from Pennsylvania. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome.
Awesome. When you guys had said to spread our happiness and joy and celebration to the rest of the planet and the United States, I recognized something important that celebration, you know, is parties, but the reason why we do that is because there's a great amount of love and happiness. And when you told me to do that, I immediately saw, like, thousands, millions of seeds, and they were golden and in the shape of, like, an almond, and connecting with people's heads and fulfilling them. So I'd like to say thank you because that was beautiful for me.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So thank you so much, everyone, for these beautiful sharings. And what I want to do now is just as a way to sort of extend this field of celebration even further is to, we're going to play a song and invite you to move. You can stand up if you're in a position to do so and dance and have the awareness actually that as we're listening to this song and dancing, that we're one global field that's dancing. And as we're dancing, we're sending this spirit of celebration even further into the collective. And then we'll just come back for just a final closing comment. But Barry, if we could play our song and invite you to dance.
Okay, David, here we go.
What do you see when you you. Thank you all so very much. We ask that this spiritual intervention be made all powerfully active, eternally sustained, and ever expanding till the highest evolutionary possibility is fulfilled in accordance with the greatest good of all. Feel this activity for today in universal silence. So thank you, everyone. And again, just a reminder, please join us for our daily 1 minute meditation at 9 p.m. Pacific, what we're calling the Liberty Bell Minute. You can sign up at wiseusa.net. We are also holding an event on Election Eve, and this is going to be a very special meditation that will be held on this website called the Amplifield, which is a beautiful website for global meditations. You can see each other as a point of light on a global map. If you want to be part of that, you can sign up at wiseusa.net/election. wiseusa.net/election. I'll send out an invitation to this list so you'll have that information when I send out the recording. Namaste, everyone. Have a beautiful day. If you would like to remain on the line and be in a small group of three or four just to continue the process of sharing, to connect in that more intimate setting, then please hit 3 on your keypad, and Barry will put you in these small breakout groups. You can continue for 15 minutes or so to share with each other your experience. It can sometimes be good in a small group setting. So 3 on your keypad if you'd like to be part of that. I'll hand it over to you, Barry, to take it away. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.